This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The city of Greeley is paying helicopter crews to drop mulch over hillsides burned by wildfires. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the effort is meant to slow erosion around its mountain reservoirs.
John Chambers manages Greeley's water and sewers. He says a pair of helicopters has already mulched about 300 acres this week.
Trying to keep all of the sediment and debris that's around the reservoir on the hill by getting mulch down and allowing vegetation to take root.
The city eventually hopes to treat about 48,000 acres to control erosion during heavy rain events, but the impacts to its watershed are coming fast. The recent flooding in Poudre Canyon contaminated almost half the city's normal water supply. It's now drawing on Horsetooth Reservoir as a backup. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More than 2,000 Denver janitors have reached a tentative agreement for a new contract. This comes after members of the Service Employees International Union Local 105 negotiated with nearly 80 contractors during the pandemic. The new three-year deal increases wages, protects health care benefits, and sets new standards for their work. And camping along the Poudre Canyon west of Fort Collins won't be allowed for a while as officials assess the damage from last week's deadly flash floods in Larimer County. One woman died and three were missing as of Friday. All areas operated by the U.S. Forest Service along the 30-mile stretch of Poudre Canyon are closed, which includes many hiking spots. This is CPR News.